Today is April 24th, 2024, and this is the Polsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment, Free Italian of Aberdeen Slaying. A charge of second-degree murder filed against Ben Pierfi, Italian grocery clerk, after he shot and killed Harry I. Duncan, manager of the Aberdeen branch of the Singer Sewing Machine Company, in the Tripoli grocery store April 4th, was dismissed at a preliminary hearing before Justice W.M. Bommert today. Pierfi, a veteran of the World War, declared he was assaulted without apparent provocation by Duncan in the grocery store. He told the court that he was sitting on a counter playing a mandolin, and that Duncan was standing nearby, who suddenly struck him. He declared that Ray Pansky, operator of the store, attempted to keep Duncan from continuing the fight. According to the accused slayer, the sewing machine merchant chased him around the store and knocked him down twice, once when he tried to run out the door. The Italian said that he feared Duncan would kill him, so he ran back to the back of the store and secured his gun from a drawer. In other news, Indian Bureau to again delve into John Kettle case. Another hearing to attempt to establish the identity of the father of John Kettle, Indian slave who died at Tohola about 5 years ago at the age of 85, is to be conducted during the next few days by Mr. Dodge of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, according to S.H. Elliott, examiner of inheritances, who conducted a fruitless hearing last August. Several sets of Indians are claiming title to Kettle's 80-acre timber allotment, valued at $10,000, as he left no descendants and his only relatives would be heirs of his father. His mother was an Indian slave, reported to have been captured near Puget Sound about 1812, and at the time of his birth, no one made claims to being his father, as it was considered a stigma to be the father of a slave's child. In other news, loss from fire in hardware store less than $5,000. Although the exact loss to the Leclerc Hardware Company, whose building was partially destroyed by fire Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock, will not be known until the insurance adjusters arrive today. The goods were not as badly damaged by water as was first expected. The Aero Electric Company in the same building suffered a loss of about $200, according to Al Traeger, electrician, and a rough estimate of the hardware company loss was decided at between $2,500 and $3,000. The hardware department did not close, but the electric store in the other part of the building was closed yesterday, although the electricians continued with their work. Another solution yesterday for the cause of the fire, according to Orville Kenny, clerk, is that sparks from the chimney used by A. Ponishall, tailor, adjoining, alighted on the roof. There was no fire in the stove in the rear of the Leclerc store, Mr. Kenny said last night. And in the city and county news, William Birmingham is spending a few days in Portland, as he left in time to arrive at the moment of the baseball season open in Rose City. It may be taken for granted he took in the game. He is expected to return tomorrow. W.H. Grant of 1112 Arnold Avenue reports that he obtained a certificate as a result of his attendance at an examination in salesmanship class recently held on the harbor by WSC Extension teachers. In the list given, Washingtonian, his name was not included. Ben Cooper, who has been suffering considerably with a broken leg at the Holcomb General Hospital, is reported to have been taken a decided turn for the better. Within 24 hours after the old roof had been destroyed by fire, a new one had been constructed over the store of the Leclerc Hardware Company, which burned yesterday. And finally, Mr. and Mrs. Ralph D. Emerson, who have recently made a trip to the South Seas, left San Francisco Tuesday and will be home tomorrow, according to word received by friends. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 24, 1924. The Polson is excited to announce the start of our 16th Red Car Raffle, with this year's grand prize, a firecracker red Jeep Gladiator 4x4. With just 1,000 tickets available to sell, we hope to see you at the museum soon to get your chance to win our most valuable red car raffle vehicle ever offered. We also look forward to seeing you at the Matlock Oldtimers Fair on May 4th and 5th on the Mary M. Knight School grounds. Don't miss the annual free-to-attend gathering full of historic equipment displays and demonstrations, music, food, and more. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.